Good morning. Good to see everyone here this morning. There will be no lunch today. No one responded to Pastor Eric to share lunch with him today. So if you want to do that on the second Sunday of any month, just let him know. He talks about the theology of the church, and you get free food. So kind of worth the conversation. Announcement highlights are shared on pages 9 and 10 of the worship bulletin. I'm just going to read the heading for them. Do you want to become a member of St. John's Christian Church? Are you interested in a marriage retreat 2025? Do you want to have flowers for this year for Easter? There's a women's retreat for 2025. Scholarship applications. JYF and SYF lock-in, chaperones are needed. The 2025 annual yearbook, if you have any updates to your information, please let the office know. On Wednesday evenings, throughout the season of Lent, an evening Lenten service will be held in the chapel at 7 p.m. It'll be centering around a teaching lesson exploring the themes of Lent. Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, we will be going down there next week, so it's a week from today if you're interested. And last but not least, Bud and Tootie Beck will celebrate their 70th, that's a 7-0, wedding anniversary on the 13th. Congratulations. And they're here if you want to wish them happy anniversary after the service. Let's open with our responsive scripture prayer. It's taken from Psalms 24, verses 3 through 5, and can be found on page 544 of your pew Bible. But we're going to read response. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord?
Who may stand in his holy place?
He who has clean hands and a pure heart.
Who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by false.
He will receive blessing from the Lord.
And vindication from God's Savior.
Praise be to God.
Thank you. I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing a couple of hymns of praise this morning. They are both found as printouts in the bulletin, inserts in the bulletin. We will start with Give Us Clean Hands. If you are following in the bulletin, we'll be singing it through twice. The words on the screen are correct.
Oh, And could I have children come down, please, this morning? This might be an all-girl group. Look at this. Might be just us girls. Okay, this might be it. How about this? Five good-looking gals up here. Good morning. Our scripture this morning comes from Luke 22, and we find Jesus in the garden, and Jesus is praying to God, his Father. And then he goes out and he checks on his disciples, and he finds his disciples asleep. And so while he's talking to his disciples, this group of soldiers comes into the garden, led by Judas, one of Jesus' disciples. And Judas comes up and he goes to kiss Jesus on the cheek. And Jesus says, "Judas, you would betray the Son of Man with a kiss." And shortly afterwards, Jesus was arrested and eventually died on that cross. Well, this story is kind of like the beginning of the story of Easter. And I've been around a lot of years, and I've heard this story over and over and over. And every time I hear it, I think, Judas, what a bad, bad man he was, getting Jesus arrested. What a sinner he is. He betrayed Jesus. And then I got thinking about that word sin, and I thought, sin means we disobey God. And I disobey God sometimes too. The Bible tells us that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I was thinking, how does God look at sin? You know, I think I'm a pretty good person. You know, I come to church, I pray, I don't use bad words. I'm kind to people. I don't even rob a bank or anything. I'm a whole lot better than that Judas guy who betrayed Jesus. So we're going to do a little experiment here. We're going to pretend that this is Judas, okay? And Judas has some clear water in it. Clear water usually means it's a good thing. It's pretty good. And I thought, Judas has some good things about him. I mean, he was with Jesus while Jesus was out teaching and preaching and healing and doing miracles. So he has some good things about him. But he also has some bad things about him because he turned Jesus into the religious leaders. So I brought with me some, I call this dirty water. I got it out of the toilet this morning. But I flushed it before I got it out of the toilet. So it's dirty water, but it's clean dirty water, but it's dirty water. So I'm going to add dirty water. Dirty water you usually think of as sin. It's usually bad stuff, dirty water. So I'm going to add that to Judas here. I'm going to add it to his clear water, and look what happens. It turns out pretty dirty, doesn't it? Would any of you want to drink this water? Never, 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 never. But then, look at this one. This is me. Look at all the good things I've done. I've filled my glass up pretty full, haven't I? But I still have sinned. Just like Judas, I've sinned too. Not the same sins, but I've sinned. So I'm going to add a little dirty water to me. Not a lot, but a little. But even a little sin turns us dirty. Still turns us dirty. So my thought was, what does God think about sin? I don't think there's levels of sins. I don't think there's worse sins than other things. I think a sin is a sin is a sin. God looks at any sin as dirty sin. So what are we going to do about it? If we sin, what do? We pray. And we say, God, I made a mistake here. I'm sorry. And then we say, will you forgive me? And when Jesus forgives us, all this dirty water turns to clean water. He takes all that bad, dirty stuff away from us, and we become clean again. So just like we wouldn't drink dirty water, Jesus doesn't like us to have a dirty heart. He wants us to work real hard to keep our hearts clean and free from sin. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Lord, first of all, thank you for these five beautiful girls up here. We thank you, too, for your gift of forgiveness, because with your forgiveness, we are indeed clean from sin. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Amen. And thank you, girls, for coming up.
Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, thank you for the gift of this Lenten season. Thank you for knowing our hearts and our need for reminders in our lives and drawing us into a deeper communion with you throughout our journey towards Holy Week once again. Lord, we know that you created man and woman from the dust at the very beginning of time, and that you breathed life into them to transform them into a living creatures. And Lord, we know that you are in the business of resurrection. Your very Son went to the cross to show us that no death is final and that ultimate transformation comes through your gift of salvation. What a blessing. What a blessing to know we can live in eternal glory with you through the blood of your Son, Jesus. May we remember the gift of salvation throughout this season. And may these weeks leading up to the tragedy of Good Friday and the glory of Resurrection Sunday remind us of who you are and how you love us and who you have created us to be as your followers. Lord, as we walk through this season, guide us in removing distractions that take our gaze away from your glory. May we quiet the noise that pulls us from adoration of you and puts our attention on lesser things. May we simplify where we have been stressed. May we surrender what has been burdensome. May we repent of what has been sinful to glorify you, Lord Jesus. Help us to see your goodness and your glory in new ways throughout this season of Lent. May we know the depths of your love for us more fully. Draw us closer to you, that we might know you better and understand you more completely. Lord, we are thankful that Dale Grimm is recovering well from surgery and was able to worship at 8 o'clock this morning, and we can pray that you would continue to heal him. And Lord, unite us, our hearts and our minds together as we offer the prayer of our Lord, praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.